I'm Lacey. Life is too fun to be held down by kids.
Hi, I'm Amy. Being a mom is the most rewarding job ever.
Loose lips and childbearing hips.
Okay, the interview will take place tomorrow.
That you would seek to interview.
But I figured if I'm going to be working here, best come check out the place, absent the vice of a formal interview.
He doesn't deserve to talk to me. I don't want to validate him by an interview.
You guys are just going to talk for a little bit. I'm going to leave you alone, and then I'll come right back after the interview.
You haven't used one four-letter word throughout our whole interview.
You think you say what weird?
I think I say hype weird.
Kind of sounds like you're saying hype.
I'm trying to like do a fake out of a TH at the end. Hype. But I don't actually do the TH sound. It's just like I stop myself. Hype. But I know that's wrong. It's just how I say it. Hype.
Do you know
my tongue out.
Do you know a word I can't say?
Lots. You can't say heel.
That is correct. Everything is a hill.
Yeah.
No, I just said hill for once. Everything is a heel.
Yeah. So you can't say hill.
Yeah.
Like rolling down the hill, you say heel.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, there's so many. Which one are you thinking about?
I'm probably going to say it right now that I'm thinking of it.
Is it groin?
Yeah.
Groin. Yeah. It's wrong.
Because mine always hurts. And I think it's because I work out, but then I'm also confused. Like, why do I have a groin? Did I say it right?
No.
Oh.
You didn't. But I don't know. I mean, you got to work out all those muscles. They're all important.
Also, it sounds like a workout all the time.
I don't.
And side note, I took off my wedges and now I'm standing on my tippy toes. So I'm really not sure what to do with myself.
Pull your mic down. Pull it. Make it a workout. There you go.
I'm a pull it girl. This is Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips, and I am Lacey G.
She is everything to me, and the kitchen sink. I had to Google that, by the way, because I couldn't remember what the expression was. I had to double check it. My interview-saving partner and work BFF.
Aw, I have to Google stuff all the time, but my Google history is constantly like Googling what Microsoft Word can't figure out what the F I'm trying to say. Because my spelling's so bad, or phrases or something like that. Like,
yes.
Where did everything in the kitchen sink come from? Because there's an origin to stuff.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know either. And after this weekend, I'm confused as to who is who. I spent the weekend with too many kids while my mama bear co-host got rid of hers. But that was her final moments of freedom because summer is upon us. Her home is ablaze with air conditioning, dog hair, and some preteens. Her name is
Amy Nichols. Wow, what a mouthful, and very accurate.
We had a long weekend. You got rid of your kids.
I did, and we got our AC fixed. And so me and Josh kind of had like a weekend, and we went out on a dinner date, and I sat on the patio, which was great. One of my favorite things, that and picnicking. And we went to Thai food festival, cultural food festival, and it was really tasty. I had this cute outfit on, and graduation party, housewarming party, just party this, party that.
So at this Thai festival, did they have food or was it all culture?
It was both. They had a stage where they had like a sword dance, and they had Thai boxing and some ancient instruments that they performed with. And then there's another section where they had a bunch of tents where they had food and you could purchase any kind of sample of what they've got.
Did you bring your racist stepdad with you so he could try to talk with everybody there in his foreign language?
Correction, he's not racist. But no, he was out of town. He had to work. Shoot.
Well, that sure does sound like a lot of fun.
I know. I didn't even know about it. Thai friend of mine that I went to school with invited me.
Do you know what festival I missed out on the other weekend?
I do. It was a hard goth dark metal festival.
Oh, I didn't know. Oh, no, not that. No, that was a concert that I missed out on. I was talking about the Bloody Mary Festival.
Oh, yeah.
There was a Bloody Mary Festival in town, and some friends wanted to go. We were talking about taking the train to Dallas.
I love taking the train.
Yeah, I hardly ever do that, but somebody couldn't do it. And I was like, man, that would have been so much fun. But you got like 11 drinks or something ridiculous like that.
I'm sure they were like 4 ounce drinks, though. But still, I mean, that's quite a bit.
I know. I pretend that's not what I drink anyway. Like 11 drinks, I couldn't possibly.
You spread that out all day. I think you're okay. If you got the train ride home, of course.
So, before we ventured out to these big, exciting weekends that we had an interview here. And it was so cool because we got to talk to Gillian Jacobs.
Yes.
Now, you might not recognize that name right off the bat, but she's a pretty well-known chick, right?
I think so.
We all like her up here anyway. I think I can speak for everybody because she was in the Netflix series Love.
Yeah, and that was a big hit.
That was a big hit. It was very controversial to me because I took offense to it because I thought her character Mickey was a little bit crazy in that. And other people were saying like, oh, well, it's just realistic because it shows how crazy women are crazy or people can be, because that's what I didn't like. If you haven't watched the last season, then don't listen to this. But I didn't like the fact that she was calling out her boyfriend on all of his wrong in front of his family. I probably shouldn't have started off the interview by saying that either. But I do. Before we get into this, I was such a bundle of nerves, and I'm not one of those people who likes to blame my problems on others or say this happened as a result of you.
But
I'm ready to place the blame right now.
On who? On me?
No.
Okay, thank God. Because I was a jumble of nerves too, and thank God you were there. I can't talk to anyone.
I was in a car wreck 2 days before. Can I blame this? Can I say this? I was in a car wreck two days before, and this is right before I'm going to Georgia for my niece's graduation, and I flat out was not prepared. I thought, like, she's a cool chick. She's funny. She's in with Judd Apatow. You have to be a certain kind of person.
Yeah.
Cool, I think, to be in with them.
Absolutely.
So I just thought, you know what? We're going to wing it. You sent me your prep sheet. I sent you mine. Mine was full of half ideas because I'm like, oh, Donald Glover's on Community. Maybe we can ask her if she'd. I don't know, Amy.
I think that's a good excuse. I mean, not only were you physically, you know, checking yourself out at the doctor to make sure everything was okay, but mentally you have a lot of things on your plate at that time. So it can affect every part of your life whenever you get in an accident.
I was victimized. Somebody rear-ended me.
I know.
I'm fine. Car's not, but still. So I was more of a bundle of nerves. And then after we got finished with the interview, I didn't feel any better. So
I didn't y'all help can, any.
Y'all can tell us. We are going to get to the interview, but first, I want to do what I wish would have happened. So I would have liked to start the interview out something like this. Hey, Gillian, you know, I really feel like I connect with your characters. You always seem like a fun party girl, and I feel like I can relate to you. So tell me about this new movie, Ibiza, which is available now on Netflix. This was a real answer from her.
Yeah, I'm really excited about this movie. It stars myself, Vanessa Bayer, and Phoebe Robinson, and we play three friends who end up going to Spain. My character is supposed to be there for work. My two friends tag along and insist on sort of taking over my trip. And we go to a club. I meet a DJ played by Richard Madden of Game of Thrones. I fall instantly in love and wind up following him around Spain. So it's a really fun comedy, adventure, friendship film.
So far, we're vibing.
Yeah,
we're clicking.
You're doing so good.
So tell me, Gillian, have you ever chased a guy because you thought it was true love? Now, I don't have an actual response for this because I should have asked that question. I didn't. So this is what I imagine she would have responded with. This is me as Gillian. Yeah, this movie is actually a biography of my life. I have traveled the world after I bonded with a guy one night, but then I got to know him. I realized he was actually a vampire. We would have included that in the movie, but I think that that's already been done before. And then I'd respond with, because I like to tell people what's going on in my life in interviews.
Right.
It's not all about you.
Right.
You know, here's what's going on with me. I never did chase a guy for love, but whenever I was young in Georgia, I met somebody. It was more puppy love. We met right before I moved here to Texas, and everybody thought he was the one, and I thought, I don't know you well enough that you're the one. But whenever it came time for me to move, he asked me to stay in Georgia, and I said, I really like you, but not enough for me to stay here and change the course of my life. I was 18 or 19 years old.
Yeah.
So I decided at that moment, I love you, but not enough to stay in Warner Robins, Georgia. And I left. I thought if it's meant to be, we'd meant to be together later, but at 19, I was not mature enough to make that decision.
No.
So I said, bye. And I moved to Texas, and I've hardly talked to him since.
No, I think that's a smart. Well, I hope so, because you're happily married. But
I settled.
No.
He was my true love.
Oh,
and then there's
gosh,
Jeremy.
No.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
No, I think it's a good decision, because a lot of women, young girls, throw their lives away for love sometimes. I mean, I guess you can risk it sometimes, but it doesn't always work out.
Statistically, it doesn't. There's always those stories of people who do make it from early on, who are with their high school sweethearts, or who got knocked up twice and then ended up marrying the dude, and then they're still together and they're happily in love. So, yes. I mean, that kind of stuff does happen, but statistically, it doesn't.
True.
I made a great decision. Warner Robins, I was just there this weekend. Way too small of a town.
Yeah.
My nephew asked me, what city do you love more, Warner Robins or Fort Worth, where I live? And I was like, well, Warner Robins was a great place to grow up. And it was. I'm so glad that I had a childhood there because it's small town. Everybody knows everybody. I mean, it's to the point where I go to a restaurant over the weekend and I don't see people that I know. I'm like, where is everybody? Like, I know Warner Robins. Who are all these folks I don't know? But I can't stay in a small town anymore. They complain about traffic. I'm like, bitch, please. Come on. You're all on side roads and stuff.
You've outgrown it.
And then at this point in the interview, we probably, you know, gloss over some questions, and I'm skipping the parts where we were really filling each other out, loving each other. Can I say loving and feeling each other in the same? Does that sound?
I think so.
Like a lesbian sex scene
now.
Okay, so that didn't happen. But then at this point, because I am so insecure, I want to know, hey Gillian, do you like us? Do you want to be our friends? And she says, yes. Let me get back my Gillian voice. Yes, of course. Is that Gillian voice?
It sounds a lot like yours.
Okay. Yes, of course. I think you guys sound awesome and really pretty, young and skinny.
And eat a cheeseburger.
Yes. And I think you should eat a cheeseburger. And then I would wrap it up with, and I want to hear what else you, how you wish this would have gone as well.
Right. Okay.
But I would have wrapped it up with, Gillian, what does loose lips and childbearing hips mean to you? And also, I wouldn't say Gillian every single time. I just want people to remember this is a fake interview, how I wish it would have happened. What does loose lips and childbearing hips mean to you? I'm intrigued by the creativity of the name. Initially, it makes me think of loose lady parts, but after talking to yous guys, because that's how people in the North talk. It's yous guys, not y'all.
Mm-hmm.
But after talking with yous guys, I think it's a couple of snacks. So I don't understand why this interview didn't go as planned.
Yeah.
Okay. But after talking with yous guys, I think it's a couple of snacks, which now real Lacey has to interject because I found out what snacks is this weekend. My niece would call people snacks. And I'm like, what does that mean? According to her and Urban Dictionary, snack is a good looking person.
Oh, well, wonderful.
So at first I thought it was loose lady parts. But then after talking to yous guys, I think it's a couple of snacks. Talking about life, love, kids, and crap. A lot of crap, but partially funny crap.
Gillian knows us so well.
I know.
Oh, God,
we have that connection.
Her. Yeah.
So how do you wish the interview would have gone?
I wish I had talked more and wasn't so nervous that I felt like I was going to vomit. She wasn't even here. We did it over the phone, and I still cannot get it together. I'm such a loser. But I wish when she brought up Vanessa Bayer, one of her co-stars in the movie, when she mentioned her, I would have asked something about maybe giving her some skit ideas for SNL, or there was this interview recently that she did on Jimmy Kimmel where she was forced to, it was her decision, she was forced to get her ears pierced, and I wanted to tell her my story and, you know, connect because, I don't know, people want to hear about me, right?
Exactly. So what was the story you wanted to tell her?
Well, I wanted to say, you know, she was really scared of doing it, and that's why she forced herself into doing it.
So they made it seem like she was forced to get her ears pierced on Jimmy Kimmel.
But it's because she said, hey, I'm doing this. And when she made that initial statement, then she had to do it. She couldn't back out of it. So that's how she forced herself. So I wanted to tell her about all my nightmare piercing stories. The first time I was 8, my mom waited for me to be able to take care of it myself and have it be my own decision.
Mm-hmm.
And so the first time I didn't take care of them and they ended up closing up because I didn't constantly wear them the first, 6-8 weeks that you're supposed to. So then I pierced them a second time. They got infected and I don't handle things well. I vomit a lot. I've spoken about that and I pass out a lot. So I, no joke, it's gross, but with the pus, it made me sick. I passed out and hit my head on the counter on the way down. And so a third time I pierced my ears. I don't know why. This has been a complete nightmare, this whole thing. I did a double piercing because it was cool then. It was the peer pressure. So I wanted to share with her all of my stories of piercing my ears and why I'm not sure. It was all peer pressure.
Okay, so we just heard that story live and in person. Do you think that that would have made her be our friends?
No.
I think so.
No
I
way.
Think so.
Oh, no.
Relatable, yeah.
I just said that, and I stumbled over my words so many times, and it would not have even gone that well if I were talking to her.
And the edited version you may or may not have, to be determined.
I can't talk.
Oh, same. I was stumbling. I was bumbling. I know where I screwed up. I wasn't asking her questions. Instead, I'm like, so you worked with Childish Gambino and all these people and blah, 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 right? She's like, yeah.
Well, I don't think that's true.
That's not a question.
Is it like more of a statement or a yes or no?
Yeah.
Question. I see. I'm going to have to... I'm going to have to listen to it again.
No. Don't bother. We got everything you need at the end of this. Okay. So don't even worry about
it. Good. But yeah. And then there was this blacklight scene at the end of the trailer for Ibiza. And I'm saying it right. Right. Okay. And so I was going to ask her if she like immediately went and got that blacklight app on her phone, because I'm sure she travels a lot with work. And so going to hotels and stuff, I was hoping that maybe she downloaded the app and was inspired by her own movie or whatever. But no, I didn't.
You just inspired me.
What?
For a great idea. This is going to make us millions of dollars, Amy. We just need to figure out somebody to do it. A blackout app. An app that tells you what happened whenever you blacked out.
I think you just call that like your DD.
Oh.
Just say... So, what do I do?
I told you, I was hanging out with the old neighbor last night. They now live in Hawaii. And I'm hanging out with my neighbor last night. And she was like, you're so lame. What up with you, Lacey? And I'm like, I'm being responsible. It's during the week. Like, I don't...
You are not lame.
We say whenever I go overboard, a blackout. We call it Lacey faced. Jeremy even says I get stroke face. He's like, girl, you got stroke face all over you. And that's whenever he has to tell me...
Time to go home.
What, he doesn't say wrap it up. What does he say? Lock it up.
Lock it up, yeah.
He tells me to lock it up, and then I snap out of it.
The first time I witnessed him do that, it was like you straightened up like a, you know, hanging from a string. It was crazy. Like, you knew exactly what he was meaning, and it was time.
I was walking with poise. This was after I tried to drown you, though.
Yes.
Like, moments after.
Yes, yes,
I drowned you, and then I think we wrestled in the sand for a little bit, and then
well,
he told me.
I was trying to escape.
Oh.
And then, you straightened up. I mean, locked
See,
it up.
I really don't know what happened. I'm hearing all this from word of mouth, because I did not have a blackout app that could have helped me.
Yeah, but it needs to be waterproof. I mean, especially if we're on the lake and you're drowning me.
So... that's what we wish would have happened. Girl power, girl love, laughter. That would have been nice. This is what really happened, though. I asked her, I said, since this is a movie about a group of girlfriends going on an adventure together, I wanted to know if she considers herself to be a good girlfriend.
I hope a good one. I don't know. I've been busy with work for so many years that I'm excited to like take a break now and actually get to spend time with my friends.
So that was a good response. Also, I can't remember in what context this was, but I'm going to pull the curtain back just a little bit. In the man room beforehand, we were talking like inappropriate party stories. And I said something and I was like, I said the word vagina a bunch of times. And I was like, maybe I should not bring that up in the interview. I'll let her bring up the word vagina first.
You didn't.
I didn't.
You did
so
not.
Then at that point, I was telling her, well, I think I'm a really good girlfriend because like this morning, I don't know why I'm talking like that. I think I'm a really good girlfriend because this morning my girlfriend sent me the most inappropriate text, and it's not even the first time she sent it to me. But she sent me a text at like 8 something in the morning. Like, don't you got a job to go to? Like, what are you doing? But she sends me a text at 8 something in the morning talking about batteries ran out of my vibrator and I'm out of Diet Coke. I'm like, ew, don't be texting me that.
Yeah, that should not be your first thought when you wake up in the morning.
And you're thinking dirty thoughts and then you're like, oh, I need to tell AC this didn't happen.
You know,
like, we need a buffer. You need clothes on.
She's messing with you.
Well, I know, because she knows I'm going to have that kind of reaction. But then at the same time, I'm like, man, I'm a good, you can come to me with literally anything. All your problems, you know? Oh, I'm so sorry about your vibrator. I'm so sorry, girl.
I got batteries.
So she laughed about it. She did say, oh, haha, oh, you sound like a good girlfriend. So I didn't like ooger out any.
No, you didn't. But you did make a goal and yeah. you did not succeed.
Yeah. You have one job. Don't say vagina. I didn't say vagina, but I said something else.
Yeah, you alluded to it.
And then Amy, you asked a question.
I did. I asked about her co-star, Richard Madden, which I love. He was so cute from Game of Thrones. I'm a huge Game of Thrones fan. And I asked her about how difficult it may have been to understand him and his Scottish accent.
No, I sometimes have to say, what? But most of the time, I understand exactly what he's saying. But I'm pleased to hear that also British people sometimes have a hard time understanding what he's saying, so I'm not alone. But I do think there's one moment in the film where he says something, and I think he says another thing. And I think that was an improvised moment where I truly did not understand. He said three, and I thought he said sweet. So but by and large, I understand Richard.
Who do you think she had more of a hard time understanding? Richard? Or me and you, loose lips and childbearing hips.
Probably us. Definitely us. And I wish I had, I don't know, I don't think I'm an engaged listener sometimes. I am listening, but I should have like came back with like another question to do with what she had just said. Like, I don't know, something about three or sweet. I don't know.
But that's nerves and inexperience though, because I'll listen to you whenever we're doing a podcast, but whenever we first started doing it, no, because I'm too busy looking at my notes, what I'm going to say next. Yeah. And it's that way with an interview, because it's like, oh, I'm so bad. I don't do well with silence. I told you before, I'm horrible on the phone with my father-in-law because my father-in-law takes big breaths in silence. Yeah. And I feel like I need to talk. So he'll take this long pause. And then I'm like, blah, 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 just come out with something. And as I'm saying that, he finally started to talk back. And then I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. What were you saying? And I like already changed the subject and I'm moving on here because we don't need silence. I was doing that to her.
I probably said three sentences. And I mean, you did most of it. And you even like tried to help me. You like would write on my paper, like ask this question. And then I'd write back. How? ? I didn't know how. I'm such a dummy. I tried so hard to help you, but you did great. You did great. I applaud you.
Oh, that's sweet. Because I was just about to ask. You say I did the whole interview, but how did I do it though? Doing an interview is nothing. Nailing an interview is something else, yeah. And I did not do that.
You did okay.
Also, who's one of my favorite authors?
Chuck Palahniuk. Is
yes.
that how you say it?
Yes. And I meant to bring it up to her because she was in his movie Choke. And she was, I want to say, it's been a while since I read the book or saw the movie, but I think she was some stripper named Cherry. Anyway, she was a big person in this movie. Mm-hmm. And I meant to ask her, like, hey, let me fangirl out with you for a minute. What's it like to work with him? How cool? Because his writing is so
bizarre.
Yeah. So it's just, you got to wonder what his brain's like.
Mm-hmm. Like,
he's
got to
be a cool dude. He's got to be either really cool or really eccentric, if that's the right word.
Yeah.
Eccentric?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I didn't ask her. Whatever. Maybe next time. Yeah. I'm sure she's dying to talk to us again.
For sure that's going to happen.
And then I kind of consider her to be like a chill fashion icon because she had, I don't want to say, I'll say laid back. She had a really laid back look in the Netflix show Love, mm-hmm. but it was hot at the same time. Like, it's not what you would typically look at somebody and be like, huh, that looks really good. But she was pulling off like, not overalls, but like bibs, like the construction worker kind of overalls.
Yeah, but it was so cute. Like this weekend, my husband Josh said, I was looking good. It was date night. And I was like, he said something like, I look comfortable. Like, girls don't want to hear that they look comfortable. She is comfortable in her fashion, but so cute.
Comfortable chic, maybe is how
we
can say
it. And I was stalking on her Instagram, even stuff that wasn't on the show Love. She just heard... Her look is so cool.
And she dresses that way from what I could tell in other interviews that were a lot more successful than ours. She comes to set looking like that, and then that'll inspire her wardrobe for the movie or for the show. So in her movie Ibiza, in the trailer, she's wearing a unicorn onesie.
Mm-hmm.
You know I'm in. I'm so in on that. But I want to know what kind of fun fashion she brought to the Ibiza movie.
I had great clothes in that movie. Very fond of these Gucci slides I got to wear and this amazing Ulla Johnson dress. So keep your eyes peeled. I think our costume designer did an incredible job of costuming my character.
I like the Gucci. Mm-hmm. I understand that. But the other one I'm going to have to look up. I'm not the fashion queen.
And those were all the clips that I felt were worthy enough to pull, because the rest of it, I'm talking and she's like, oh, I'm sorry, what were you saying? No, you're supposed to be the one talking. I'm just trying to fill the awkward silence. I stumbled and I want to see this movie. I do. It looks like fun. All of her characters has always looked like fun, from Love, from Community, this movie. And that's, oh, and her Diet Coke commercial. Is it Diet Coke or regular Coke?
Yes, Diet Coke. Yeah, the kids and I, we watch it a lot. I think it's one of the Hulu in-between commercials whenever you're watching that. And we giggle so much when we see that, because the tagline is, because I can. And so we just think it's so funny. Me and the kids, every time we see that commercial, we're like, I'm going to murder someone because I can. I don't know. I just think, I'm not sure. I'm not sure because I can is the best tagline, but we think it's so funny.
Hey, we've done a bit idea on less than that. So I support the because I can movement. It's kind of weird that that's the first thing your kids come up with. Yeah. I kill because I can. They've seen way too much Purge.
Oh my gosh. This weekend also, well, I guess it was on Sunday when we got him back, but my son, I don't know if you care to hear, this is kind of silly, but my son was trying to, I don't know how it came up, but he held his hand out like a gun to the side and he said, I'm shooting like a gangster. And I was like, no, you need to know the difference. And Morgan thought I was going to go in a different direction on like maybe telling them that they shouldn't be talking about gangsters at all.
But you told him he was mispronouncing?
Yes, I did. I said gangsta with an A. Yes, you shoot like that. But a gangster is like from the 20s and the Tommy Boy guns or whatever. I think Tommy guns. And I was like, you do the double hand, you know, one in front of the other. And I was like up straight. And so I was teaching him the difference between gangsta guns and gangster guns.
That is too funny.
Anyways, yeah, my kids' minds are in guns and murdering people, I guess.
But at least they know the proper pronunciation.
Yes.
Gotta go soft A on it.
Yeah.
I always feel like such an idiot anytime, because I don't listen to rap or a lot of rap. And I have a real hard time. Another mispronunciation. I can't talk. that's obviously another word I can't say. But also, I have a hard time saying Lil Wayne. Little. And they're like, who are you? No, that's not how you say it at all.
No, I'm not with it. I have to say it like a white girl.
But I can say that, despite us looking stupid, I felt stupid. I didn't listen to the whole interview after. I couldn't. Oh, also, I'm still traumatized. I have not seen Ibiza yet. That's what I meant to say. I have not seen it yet. I want to. It is available now on Netflix. Looks like super, a lot of fun. It's a girl flick because they go travel to Ibiza chasing a guy, but it's not like girls pitted against each other or we're all over the same man or any. So it's like an uplifting girl movie, I guess. An uplifting party movie for girls. Whatever, I'm in, but I'm traumatized. Haven't seen it yet.
Well, that promise that I made of doing a Cheetos party girls night at my house, maybe that will actually happen. We can watch Ibiza at my house. Or it might be another empty promise. Who knows?
I can say, even though we felt like we didn't do a good job and we made things uncomfortable, hopefully Gillian Jacobs did not feel the same way. But at least we did not screw up this bad. This is what some dude said to Taylor Swift soon as she got off stage from her freaking Reputation performance. You know Taylor Swift. You saw her before. She goes for it. She goes hard.
Yeah.
This is what this fool said to her after a concert.
Oh, no.
It's nice to see you. I think you need to have a shower now.
I agree. And I'm not offended that you said that. There's a lot going on and none of it's good here.
So he said it like jokingly, but how cool of a chick is she that she laughs it off? Because I would have been like, what? I need a shower. Like, did you just not see me shaking and moving up there?
I was working it. I don't know what I was going to say.
You ought to not do interviews anymore.
My
sir
dropped.
Yeah.
I can't say that.
Yeah.
Taylor, you're looking really comfortable. Don't say it.
All right. Well, I have so much more stuff that I have to tell you. Being in a car wreck is not even the worst thing that happened to me recently, but we'll have to do that I gotta learn how to talk.
I gotta learn
how to talk. You gotta go get your kids from school.
I do.
So we will come back with that because I'm traumatized after that interview and I'm traumatized after an experience of a lifetime that I missed out. We'll tell you about it next time. Thank you for listening to Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips with me, Lacey G, and my bestie,
Amy Nichols. And be sure to subscribe to iTunes and Google Play.
And while you're there, you can leave us some words of encouragement. You can tell us how awesome we are at interviews and that we should keep it up. You can also leave us a rating while you're there. And don't forget to chime in on our socials, Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips on Instagram, on Facebook, Loose Lips Hips on Twitter. And if you want to know what Amy's eating for lunch, just go to check out Kid Nation Toaster Chronicles on Instagram. Keep your hips loose
and lips hip.
Thanks for listening.
If you thought that was a good interview, I don't know what a bad interview was.